With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Matter over Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook may not be over after all. One day after being fired by President Trump, she is reportedly now getting ready to sue the administration. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Attorney Abby Lowell said that President Trump has no authority to remove Cook. No president has ever fired a Fed governor before, but the president said Cook seems to have had an infraction.
We need people that are 100% above board, and it doesn't seem like she was.
The law that governs the central bank allows for the removal of Fed governors for cause. The Trump administration alleges that Cook committed mortgage fraud. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the administration threatening funding for those states concerning the enforcement of English rules for truck drivers.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says California, Washington, and New Mexico could lose federal funding if they continue failing to enforce English language requirements for truckers.
We need to make sure that those who are driving big rigs, semis, can understand the road signs.
An investigation launched after a deadly Florida crash this month involving a truck driver from India who made an illegal U-turn found what Duffy called significant failures in the way all three states were enforcing the rules that took effect in June after one of President Trump's executive orders. I'm Julie Walker.
Study finds that AI chatbots often avoid answering high-risk suicide questions but are inconsistent with less direct prompts. The journal Psychiatric Services says the study highlights the need for improvement in chatbots like ChatGPT and Claude. The study coincides with a suit against OpenAI. This is SRN News. ISIS is still lurking.
According to research conducted by the United Nations, the Muslim terrorist group that was driven out of Iraq more than a decade ago has not disbanded and it has not gone into hiding. ISIS and its affiliates are terrorizing Christians and others all over sub-Saharan Africa, and they're active in Syria and Afghanistan as well. The UN report says the group is highly adaptable and is utilizing the latest technology to carry out violent attacks in many places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France summoned American Ambassador Charles Kushner to Paris Monday after he wrote a letter to the French President Emmanuel Macron stating the country does not do enough to combat anti-Semitism. French Foreign Ministry says the allegations are unacceptable, but France, which has the third highest population of Jews anywhere on earth, has seen a severe rash of anti-Semitic acts here recently. This is SRN News. Well, European leaders from Britain, France, and Germany holding talks with Iran on compliance with nuclear inspections of its program.
Concerns over the nuclear program have only grown since Tehran cut off all cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. The Europeans agreed with the US earlier this year to set an end of August deadline for invoking the sanctions mechanism if Iran fails to meet several conditions, including resuming negotiations with the US over its nuclear program, allowing UN nuclear inspectors access to its nuclear sites, and accounting for over 400 kilograms of highly enriched uranium. I'm Charles Tillesma.
German police detaining a suspect in connection with the attack on a young American at a train station. Police say the American had come to the aid of a young woman who was being harassed by two men. The two then attacked the young man, who suffered minor injuries. More details at srnnews.com.